What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
We tell you more about death registration matters on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The JIS Heritage Essay Competition is here again. If you're a primary or preparatory school student aged 9 to 12, you may enter. Write an essay on the topic, A Day in the Life of My Favorite National Hero. Ensure your essay is 400 to 500 words. Include a title page and list of references, with JIS being one of the sources. And submit the essay using the application form on the JIS website, jis.gov.jm. Deadline is Saturday, October 31, 2015. So start writing your essay today! For more information, contact the Jamaica Information Service at 926-374-026, extension 2137 or 2023, or email heritageessay@jis.gov.jm.
When someone dies, the Registrar General Department will need the following information for the registration process. The person's full name at the time of death. Any names previously used, including maiden name. The date of birth of the deceased. Their usual address and occupation at time of death. All deaths require one of the following to be completed and certified by a medical doctor, medical officer, or pathologist. A medical certificate of the cause of death. Post-mortem examination report, certificate of coroner otherwise known as Form D, or the coroner's certificate of finding of jury also known as Form E.
Once you have any one of those three documents, you can come to the RGD and register your death.
Manager Civil Registration and Vital Statistics Department RGD, Monique Linqui. The medical certificate is a permanent legal record used to officially register a death. No fees are to be charged by either the medical practitioner or the hospital providing care for the completion of this document. Post-mortem examination report is an important document for registration, but this is not issued to the person who is registering the death.
The post-mortem examination report is usually only handled by the pathologist and the police, and then these are forwarded to the coroner's court, which would then issue the Form D.
The certificate of coroner, also known as Form D, is issued by the coroner after a review of sudden deaths.
A one-page document showing the cause of death, name of the person, place of death, and other demographic information.
The coroner's certificate of finding of jury, otherwise known as Form E, is issued by the coroner after a coroner's inquest and is used to update the record at the RGD.
The coroner's certificate of the finding of the jury, which is the Form E, is rarely issued because those forms result from coroner's inquest. So usually the person would either have the medical certificate of the cause of death or the Form D being issued to them for the death registration.
Ms. Ling Kui is encouraging persons to follow up to ensure that the death is registered.
For the deaths that occur in institutions, those are usually not a problem because the doctor would issue the medical certificate to the individual's relatives, and usually those deaths are registered because the burial order would be needed and you would have to register the death in order to get that burial order. However, for the sudden death, these sometimes pose a challenge because the burial order is issued first by the police for sudden death. So once it is the relative gets this burial order, usually a pink slip, they think that the death is registered. But usually if you get a pink slip from the police, that does not indicate that the death is registered. So the relative needs to follow up with the investigating officer to get that Form D and carry this to the nearest registration office of the RGD in order to get that death registered.
Manager Civil Registration and Vital Statistics Department RGD Monique Linqui. For more information, visit rgd.gov.jm. Call 619-1260 or 749-0550. Email info@rgd.gov.jm or visit any of the offices in St. Catherine, St. James, Portland, St. Anne, St. Elizabeth, Manchester, Westmoreland, Portland, Clarendon, and Kingston. We've come to the end of this week's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Audrey Sawyers. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.